KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
5 men accused of killing Keenan, a.k.a. Forbes, and his friend Debelo Motswane, have made their first appearance in the High Court in Durban, just over 2 years after the fatal shots were fired outside a Florida Road restaurant. Newswatch's Nishira Sudol is at the court.
During this morning's brief proceedings, the court heard that all 5 accused will now be represented by advocate Cyril Mlotshwa. Mlotshwa is the former acting director of public prosecutions in KZN. He wasn't in court, though. We've been told that he is currently in Eswatini, representing the Ndumande brothers. They are the remaining 2 accused in the case who have been fighting an order to have them extradited back to South Africa to join their 5 co-accused. The brothers appealed a ruling to bring them back home in August last year, but state prosecutors in the neighboring country argued that the application was null and void as they believed it was not filed on time. That country's high court did not agree with them, so prosecutors have today taken the case to the Supreme Court of Appeal. At the Durban High Court, the state and defense attorneys agreed to postpone the matter to June for a pre-trial conference. Detectives here believe the 7 conspired and carried out a plan to assassinate Forbes, allegedly sharing an 800,000 rand payout. Nushera Sudhyal, East Coast Radio Newswatch, Durban High Court.
A grade R teacher in KZN who hasn't been paid her April salary says she's now resorted to borrowing money to take care of her family. Nobuhle Mnomiya from Grant Corp is among the many reception year teachers in the province still waiting for their pay from KZN Education. The department assured teachers that payments would be made last Friday, but Mnomiya says this hasn't happened.
Our children, they can't go to school because can't afford to pay. A lot of things have been stopped. Even hard to go to work because we don't have any money. Hard even to go to borrow money from someone because we don't even know when we're going to get your salary.
Nomarashia Galuza, who's with Teachers Union SATU in KZN, says they met with the department on Monday and made a request for a special grant.
And that did not happen. Yesterday, we checked with the department whether they've been able to have a special run, which would have meant that these great R practitioners get their salaries. They were not granted that special run by the Office of the Premier, so they remain unpaid.
And the process to select the next pope has begun with more black smoke. Cardinals have returned to the Sistine Chapel to vote for the next pontiff. Conclave began yesterday, but black smoke from the chimney last night confirmed they're yet to agree. Georgia Clark, who's a commentator at the publication Catholic Voices, hopes the next pope will be a uniting figure for the church.
Young people are so disillusioned with leaders who are more about themselves or more about the institutions that they lead rather than the reason. And the reason we have a pope is because we have someone who is able to be a successor of St. Peter.
That clip courtesy of Sky News. Durban 25 degrees today, Pietermaritzburg 27 and Richards Bay 26. The top story, 5 men accused of killing Keenan, a.k.a. Forbes, and his friend Debelo Motswane have made their first appearance in the High Court in Durban just over 2 years after the fatal shots were fired outside a Florida Road restaurant. Find more news at ecr.co.za. For Newswatch, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.